Blog Talk Radio.
Red. Big Red.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Red? What's going on? What's the deals?
What's up, Brother B in the house?
Not much. What's going on, everyone? Greetings and salutations. It is another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yeah, tonight's thing is just current events, you know, just chopping it up about, you know, a lot of things that's going on lately. But, you know, before we get started, how you doing, Red? How you been?
I'm chilling, man. Chilling. That's all I can say is I'm okay. Chilling.
That's good. That's
just trying good. To stay out, just keep away from this heat and this rain that's getting on my nerves. It's like either one or the other. It's like, damn, the heat, and then here come the rain on top of it. It's like, gosh.
Ugh. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the rain comes, it cools things off just a tad bit. Or sometimes it just makes things a little worse. I don't know, but.
It worse because rain don't cool. It don't cool nothing off me.
Depends. It depends on how the rain comes. It's not always, you know. It's not always a minus. Sometimes it's a plus, but you know, I don't know. I guess it's all in, you know, your thermostat, my thermostat, different. But you know, we both run hot, so. Hot Rod, what's good? Was good, brother.
Yo.
Right.
Hello,
guys.
Listen, I'm just here to say two things.
Well, speak your piece. What happened?
No, two things. Big Red, I caught you the other night with those fireworks outside the building. You need to stop that, okay? I need my sleep, okay? A brother needs to get his nightly sleep. A special worker got to go to work in the morning, okay?
Listen, I'm trying to celebrate. I don't know what I'm celebrating, but I'm celebrating. Oh, my God.
See, she confessed. She's part of them.
But before I go, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
And for later on. Well, everything that's going on today with this Black Lives Matter movement, all this nonsense, do you believe there's any true leaders right now for the Black Lives leaders? The Black Lives Movement compared to our, you know, we had civil leaders back then, like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X.
No.
Do we have leaders right now, or was
just
a simple movement? No. Oh, wow.
No.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm listening. So. Continue. I'll call back later.
All right. Yeah, I like the question. And I got to say no. Absolutely not. I mean, I don't even want to stay on the whole Black Lives Matter thing too long. But nah. There's no leaders. It's just that somebody just said, well, listen, here's an egg. Now, you can either go make scramble, you can boil it, you know, you can make your omelet, do whatever you want with it. You can't just tell people to go do this, or you can't just start this off and then don't give the people direction. And that's what it seems like. Now it seems like it's no direction. People are just talking about, you know, oh, we have to protest this. We have to protest that, just like, you know, they were scrapping downtown Manhattan with the police this morning, the black, you know, the people who were protesting, you know, with the defund the police. Now, these people have been sleeping outside. And there's been times I've been driving by seeing them at night. They're camped up, and they've been camped there for 7 days in front of downtown by the mayor's office. And which I find, I don't like camping anyway, but I don't know how you're going to camp out on the New York streets. But anyway.
That's what they do.
They've been Yeah, but and you know what? My whole thing is that what is that supposed to solve? What is that supposed to prove? Once again, no direction. Listen, what I find interesting, and once again, I'm glad Hot Rod brought, you know, that this topic up. Listen, everybody, they keep giving us shit that we're not asking for. I don't give a damn about a statue. I don't give a damn about some symbolism. I give a damn about the paperwork. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
why
they're
that
not
is.
Asking for you. Well, yeah, it's the trinket. Well, give them the trinket to make them.
Mm-hmm. And then
yeah,
they'll
to make
be quiet.
Them feel like, you know, to get something. Yeah, they'd be quiet. No, because that's not what we're asking for. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to defund the police, stop using the word defund, because everybody's getting all crazy behind it. We need to appropriate the funds. Mm-hmm. We need to channel the funds in a different direction for preventative measures.
Right.
Instead of just going out there and ordering more police and have them getting up in everybody's faces. This morning, I was watching something on Fox News. I try not to sometimes, but sometimes you just can't help it. And they were talking about how most NYPD is white. I think 13% of it, the other 13% is Hispanic, 9% other, but then there's a percentage that's black, very small percentage that are black. Now, I mean, that blame can lie on anyone. It can lie on us. It can lie on their hiring practices. But the whole thing is this. When it boils down to it, it's not an anti-uniform attitude. It's the people that you hire, and it's the people that put on the uniform with their own agenda. That's the issue.
Right.
It's not the uniform. It's not an anti-police. See, this is what people like to do so they can strike fear into the other people's hearts. They're like, oh, my gosh, we're not going to be protected because the police are going to walk out because they feel, you know, unappreciated. Well, maybe everybody's starting to get a taste of how black people have been feeling for years. Maybe,
right,
you know,
exactly.
white people are all in their feelings now is because the focus is not on them. You know, I've been going back and forth on Facebook with a few people, and it's interesting how they always want to point out the negative, but how did the negative become created? See, people always want to talk about, you know, you want to talk about the food, but what about the chef that busts his ass in the back to cook it for you? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Everybody want to talk about the finish with what the product is right now, but nobody ever wants to look into what made the product. Or what made things happen. Nobody want to look into the cause.
Yeah, because you know what? Because
no
nobody wants to get blamed for anything. Because nobody wants to be the blame. It's like they don't want to feel that guilt or be the blame. So it's like, oh, well, let's pass. Like I said, let's pass the book. Oh, well, it wasn't me. We didn't do such and such. This is like this already. No. You can't do it like that.
Well, my thing is, if you walk this planet thinking that you're the superior race, yeah, something's wrong. Because even in this country, if you look at this white supremacy, how's that working out for you? Because the country's fucked up right now. So you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly.
Talk about, you know, who's running the show and this is that. I mean, it's not looking very good right now. That's why other people are mad, because you've been running it and you're running this shit into the ground. And people are not happy. So don't put what's messed up for you on the people that have nothing to do with it. You're driving the car. You're running the show. So if you crash, I was just a passenger. It's not my fault.
No.
You crash the car. Like,
oh,
you know,
God. It's just
once
crazy.
Again,
it's just like...
Yeah, because people want to run with their own narrative. Everybody wants something. Like I said, there are leaders. No. What leaders? They just give people an idea, and then they just let it go for broke.
Well,
it's like dropping food in the fish tank, and there's a bunch of fish in there. As soon as you drop it in, everybody's going to want to jump, swim to the top and fight over food. That's what's going on right now.
Everybody's just jumping on, and that's why I said it's making like a mockery of everything. Not just the black life, but just of everything now. It's like everybody's just jumping on it, as you said. okay, well, let's give them this. Let's give them a street. Let's do this. Let's do that, statues and all that other stuff. So this way, let's give this to them so they could be quiet. We need them to stop rioting. We need them to stop protesting. We need them to stop. And so we're going to give them something. All, you know, all these companies, all we're trying to make sure that we fight right. But you know that's not what it's about. It's about the money factor. You don't want to lose that money because y'all know who y'all biggest supporters are in terms of, you know, especially like the sneakers and clothing and anything else. You know who your biggest people that are gonna support you. Well, not support, but go and buy your products from your stores and whatever. Yet they know it.
Exactly.
So it's like everybody's just jumping on this.
Exactly. No, you're right. Call the 111. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. How
call
are you?
111. All right. How are you? Your name, sir?
Very good. Yes, sir. This is, so, I mean, your current event is what the exact subject do you want me to rely on, please?
Oh, well, right. Well, the next subject we're about to go into is, you know, once again, I've been going back and forth with a couple of people on, you know, Facebook, chatting and whatnot, so forth. And so they're talking about all the shootings that's been going on, how the media is saying that shootings, or NYPD reported that shootings have went up in New York by like 192%. And, you know, violence here, in this part of the country, and all this is going on. Listen, before we go any further, we're just coming off of, we're not even just coming off of, we're still kind of in pandemic mode. I was on these New York streets, and I've seen total emptiness. No one outside but police. I've never seen in New York, I'm in my 40s, and I've never seen New York City in such a state where there was no one on the streets, from Brooklyn to the Bronx to Manhattan. The Queen, no one on these streets. So, of course, people being quarantined for months, people having to stay in the house to change their way of life, living with masks, having to walk around with gloves, doing it. Everybody's been living by these tight rules, and people get tired. It's human nature. So what happened? People are coming outside. People are doing stupid shit. This is what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You can't expect everybody to just be locked up in the house for 3 months and just come out and doing the right thing. People are going to come outside and they're going to rebel. This is what it is. Because if there was no quarantine, it would still be business as usual. Of course, when there was a quarantine, NYPD didn't have much to do. There was no crimes, no shooting. There's really nothing going on because no one was on the streets. So to those who want to talk about how, oh, it's going to be a purge or this is going to happen, stop it. Shut up. It's not going to happen. Just because they took away the anti-crime unit, it's not going to happen. This is a result of people being locked up. It's like an experiment. If you keep somebody caged, I tell people you can't do this, you can't go outside, you can't do this, there's only certain hours you can go out and shop and this, that, and that. What do you think is going to happen? When people are actually allowed to go outside, they're going to go outside and some are going to lose it, some are not. But some people are just going to, you know, they're going to have their way with it. Now, yes, sir, that's basically what we, you know, we're speaking on a couple of things. But what would you like to talk about?
Yes, indeed. You know, we have to look at things, think locally, act globally. You know, once, racism, of course, is not only the local matter, is also international matter. Until we do not eradicate racism, we cannot overcome COVID-19. Racism is COVID-19. Racism, pandemic. And so first of everything we want, we have to eradicate racism from face of United States of America, and then globally as well, until COVID-19 goes, you know, into a good status. Otherwise, COVID-19, as Dr. Fauci predicts also, and I have predicted before, but by election, 80% of U.S. will be infected by COVID-19. So, and also Dr. Fauci says right now 40,000 is the average a day in U.S. It will go to 100,000 a day soon if we do not, reach out down the whole states again. I mean, right now, almost 40 states is the code red right now on it. And so, basically, that's again another issue. But, racism, we have to eradicate it. I think it's more important than COVID-19. But unfortunately, right now, COVID-19 is coming and bite us again. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the thing with racism to me, I mean, all right, the killing of George Floyd just put like a microscope on things. And it's not like individuals who took the job of police officer and, did what they had to do. Because, there has to be a clear separation. You can't say, you really can't say police brutality. You got to really look at it, the individual. It's not the police so much, it's the individual. Because I'm not going to sit there and condone or be a part of anyone saying that, all cops are racist or all cops are bad, because that is furthest from the truth. It's the individuals that take these jobs. Now, someone to put their knee on someone's neck for over 8 minutes, that's saying something else. And this person happens to have the job of a police officer. So, that makes another statement in itself. So when it comes down to racism, I looked at the individual, but if you want to talk about it globally or even with this country, listen, it's at the root. This country was founded in racism. So how do you change the root? How do you change the root of a tree?
Right.
Either you chop the whole goddamn tree down and pull out the roots. Because see, you can chop the tree down, but if you don't pull out the roots, you still gonna have the stump.
Right.
So nothing is really changed. You just kind of just cut the tree so it can just be out of your, from in front of your window. But you're still gonna have the stump, and you're still gonna have the roots, and 9 times out of 10, there's still gonna be some type of growth. So there are people who've been living comfortable for a very long time, living in their own bubble, living in their own world, and living in their own entitlement. And right now they're being called on it, and they don't like it. They don't want to be disturbed. They don't want to hear about Black Lives Matter because it doesn't exist in their world. It's only their lives that matter, or people that look like them lives that matter. My thing is this. I really don't care what most may believe in who lives matter. My thing is this. Let's just coexist. You know what I'm saying? That's all I can really say. Let's just coexist. Because I know you're not going to care about me. And 9 times out of 10, I don't know you like that, so I may not care about you. And I'm not talking about you, sir. I'm not talking about you, Red. But
no,
I'm just saying in general. People just have this attitude because everybody's so busy going about their life and doing what they need to do for their families and taking care of themselves. I mean, I got bigger things to worry about, like taking care of my bills and, hey, I want to buy a house someday. I want to do this. I want to do that. I have other things to think about than be concerned of myself. To be honest with you, with people protesting over things that we're really not asking for.
Right.
Like, I really have better things to do than be concerned about racism in this country. I already know what it is. I grew up a black man. I'm going to die a black man. But I really don't have time to really think about racism because I'm not concerning myself with it. You ever, Red or Sir, have you ever just concerned yourself with something and then you turn around and see it? But if you don't concern yourself with it, it's like, it doesn't, it's like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? I never thought about And this is the world. This is the world that we live in. But you have some people that want to poke the bear, change the narrative, and next thing you know, everybody's confused and they're fighting about everything, and this is what we have. So going back to Hot Rod's original question about leaders, leaders lead what? Lead who? You know what I'm saying? No one is trying to die. No one is trying to die or put themselves on the line for a narrative that what is it going to come about? What is it going to bring about?
Right.
All these major corporations can sit up there and put, oh, Black Lives Matter, and we care about you, and this, that, and transgender,
right,
and gay. And listen, now everything, everybody has a cause now. Everybody been at a cause. Black Lives Matter, transgender, ASPCA, PETA, everybody has a goddamn cause. But listen, I'm just trying to get to work, live my life, come home, live my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. And a lot of people think that way.
Well, I guess I'll say this. All right. So you're saying everybody has a cause. Okay. Well, I guess they feel because everybody has some type of rights, which is fine. Everybody has some type of rights. But it's like, once you have that cause, it's like, once again, it's being made a mock. That's how I see a lot of these things happening. It's like everybody's jumping on a bandwagon. It's being made a mockery of. So this way, okay, I'll say, for instance, like the Me Too movement. It's like it started off at some, like, to me, I'll say this. It started off as something serious, and then now it's like it's being made a mockery of.
It got hijacked.
Then when you right. Because when you start dissecting it, and then you start, certain people start coming out, this person here, this person there, and then it like the stories get scrambled up, then things get miscommunication. So then now it's like, okay, now it's looking like a joke, even though it's not a joke, because like I said, some women in that movement or whatever, women in that movement are doing this before that particular, the particular reason. But then you have the other people that's, like I said, they're just jumping on it just because, they're making a mockery of it because now it's looking like, oh, well, that woman, she's doing that, she's just trying to get some money. What, you understand what I'm saying? So now with the other move, I think that's what it's getting to a point with everybody. It's like, it's always a cause. It's always this. It's always that. You sign a petition for this. You sign it for that. It's like, okay, you're doing all of this. When is something going to actually get done? Because once again, we've done this already. We've did this with Mike Brown, Trayvon Martin, a host of other people. When is something going to change? That's why I said, I get it. It's like, when is something going to change? We've done all this.
So
when is something going to change?
All right, so I'm living in your house. You asked me, yo, B, could you do me a favor and clean out the refrigerator? No problem. But I mop the floor. I wipe off the table. I clean the sink. You come back in the house. Yo, what happened to the refrigerator? Oh, well, I cleaned the floor. I wiped off the table and I cleaned the sink. You see what I'm saying? Everything else but what you asked me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, this is what we're dealing with right now. Everything else, but what you asked of. It's always going to be like that. The Me Too movement was started by a black woman because she encountered some sexual harassment on the job, but it was mm-hmm. nothing. It wasn't really big because, I guess it was a black woman, and it's like, oh, well, she probably got what she deserved or whatever. But then as soon as a Caucasian woman picked it up, what I believe was Alyssa Milano, who told or did something for a friend that was harassed by someone, the next thing it exploded. You see what I mean? Like, some people create their own shit. You really think that somebody, like people are not watching, like, wait a minute. The black woman said something, you didn't say anything. Now all of a sudden the white woman say something, and now it's the hottest move, it's the hottest thing since sliced bread. Now we're going after everybody. Now the feminism is jumping in it. Now, and the black woman was like, wait a minute, you haven't heard anything from her. From what I've noticed,
nope.
Or what I've said, you really haven't heard anything from her, because they took her movement, they hijacked it, and then they did what they wanted to do with it, and they turned it into something else.
And it's
the same thing with the whole Black Lives Matter thing. People just taking it and they turn it into something else.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Lady T?
What's up, y'all? Lady T, how are you? How are you? I just want to speak real quick on all of these movements. All of these movements are always moving despite if things are not happening within the movement, meaning if you're not going to see on the news, God forbid, a transgender person got killed or something of sort. You know, the hashtags for all of these movements, believe it or not, were started by black women. There are 9 highlighted hashtags. I don't have the list right in front of me to give to you guys, but Black Lives is one of them. There's a transgender movement, Black Girl Magic, Me Too, of course. All of these were started by black women in place to fight for our rights. What happens with this, no different than in marketing, and I've been in marketing for too many years, 15 years of my life in marketing, and seen all sorts of aspects in that. And what they do when something is good and it's a trend and it's trending, you're supposed to push it, market it the best that you can, come up with the best jingle, come up with the best chime for this, and it keeps going. Black Lives Matter is one of those things that are marketable because of the name, Black Lives Matter. These women, when they started it, didn't say, hey, let's do this for marketing purpose. They really had a purpose. They really were there looking at what was going on in Ferguson. They was looking at people hashtag, and this was on the highlight of when hashtags came up and was popular. You understand what I'm saying? Right now, if we wanted to, we could come up with a hashtag on this show. I would say something. I'm not going to say it. You know what I mean? And come up with it, and it will trend, and it will go. That's a part of marketing. So for the simple fact that Black Lives Matter was really Black Lives Matter despite all of these things that were happening, guess what, guys? There's other movements other than Black Lives Matter that does the same thing as them, that gets the same kind of recognition in certain states, but their name is not this kind of jingle that will make the whole world pause and listen. And that's what the world is doing right now. It's pausing and listening. What is Black Lives Matter? You understand what I'm saying? They didn't expect to take it this far. And it's always been working even before somebody got their knee on the neck. Even before that, they've been working. Same thing with the Me Too. Same thing with the transgender movements and Black Girl Magic and all of this. They've been doing that. They've been motivating women as far as Black Girl Magic go and empowering women and appreciation of your skin and things like that. Not until, let's say, God forbid, that somebody does something really, really big, let's say in Hollywood or something, will these things not get highlighted and get noticed and get brought to light? And then people be like, oh, wow, what's Black Girl Magic? Listen, it's been here for 10 years now. You understand what I'm saying? But it's highlighted.
Yes.
A movement is what highlights these things. These tragedies are what highlights these movements, what highlights these hashtags and make you revisit it. We haven't said Me Too since Harvey Weinstein. God forbid somebody else comes out in light, Me Too will be back on the front line again. You get my point? It has to have something happen for you to remember, hi, guys, we're here. Meanwhile, these people still are doing their jobs and doing their work behind the scenes.
And I get that.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, sir. Of course.
Yes. My friends, you know, the problem is, you know, the Black Lives Matter when started right now or this past month. We have seen global riots all over the world. And, you know, the problem we have right now is Black Lives Matter is hijacked completely by Palestinian, by other groups. And so they're going to basically, you know, mess with them in a way that we don't know even remember. Because when Armenian, go to the Turkish embassy in USA, around the USA, they have a couple of Turkish embassies. And so all the Armenian go together And there is no Palestinian. There is no Black Lives Matter. There is no anybody else except Armenian. They shout against the Turkish genocide that happens about 50 years ago. But we, the Black Lives Matter, unfortunately, we just, you know, hijacked completely.
Well,
go ahead, please.
All right. Now I like what you said, sir. I like what you said, sir. And if I can, I'm gonna bounce off that platform. It's like this. There are too many goddamn options. How many times have we walked in a fast food joint to those that have eaten fast food, and it's the same damn menu, or they may throw a little special on, but we keep looking at the same damn thing. Chicken wings, chicken nuggets, chicken fries, chicken this burger, that. It's too many options. When are we just going to focus on one damn thing? Because you know there are people out there that are sitting back watching this in their elite positions and they're laughing because they're like, these MFs don't know what they want to do. And once again, it's not to single out or disrespect anyone's movement, but there is too much movement and no action. Nothing is being accomplished by any of the movements. What is moving forward? You're knocking down some statues. What, somebody's taking one piece of paper and putting it on somebody else's desk, and then they're playing, you know, and pushing pencils. Nothing is going on. There are people that are sitting back laughing at what is going on because it's like, hey, just let them have their moment. Let them camp out in front of City Hall. Let them, you know, burn their neighborhoods down. Let them do this. Let them do that. You know, let them have it because this will blow over and we'll be back to business. There's no focus. But that thing, there's no focus. Because, all right, I'm going to say something. You may not like it. A lot of people listening may not like it. But I have to keep saying it once again. So you got Black Lives Matter. You got this gender matter. This gender matter. This matters. Animals matter. There's too many guys. Everybody, listen. That's why you have some people that sit there and say everything matters. But then other people feel disrespected because it's like, well, wait a minute. You want to just generalize everything matters, but we're the ones getting killed. So focus on that. Focus on that. That is one of my biggest issues. You want to keep talking about Black Lives Matter, but then you want to make these other little factions within Black Lives Matter or these other movements. Either you run under one banner and focus on that, or don't focus on anything. When Martin Luther King was doing his thing and marching, they were focused on that bus boycott. They were focused on one thing, and that was
and
making
you know why
sure
they were
we
focused?
Didn't spend any of their money. Why were they focused?
Because it was
on
theirs.
That one thing.
It was there.
Okay,
it belonged
so
to them.
The
they were able to. They were able to strategize and do what they need to. Black Lives Matter have too many more hands in it. Like I told you, when it went viral. Got too many hands in it now, got too many chapters in this, and too many other people running each chapter with different grantors who grant them the funds and has total authority over it now. So if it's not yours and 1,000% that you're running this and so forth as they were running the marches, it is not yours. It started off as yours, not yours anymore. It got that popular that you probably said, you know what, yeah, we do need help, and not understanding how this works when you're a true activist and keeping it true to what you want to do.
Absolutely. Like, for example, Ferguson, when it was kind of a riot and demonstrations, we saw it is the flag over there at one of the crowds. We saw what the hell they are doing in our demonstration anyway. You see what I'm saying? Then, by doing that, really messes up all the everything that people wanted to say or stand for. Do you remember that picture which I'm talking about? And it says on it in Arabic, and also it was black, and it belonged to Eid. And So, I mean, that really blew everything out of proportion.
Well, I mean, I agree. It's just like, okay, now you want to change Aunt Jemima's syrup and Uncle Ben's on the box. Now everything is so racially offensive. Master bedroom, and you want to start changing stuff now. Now you want to mess
with
the Confederate flag.
Also...
The Confederate flag been around for years. Now all of a sudden, now you want to change it because of this? Like, that's not what we're asking. That's not what the movement is about. It's not about changing flags. It's not about who's on a goddamn pancake box. We want change. We want reform.
Right, exactly.
What are we getting? I don't even eat pancakes like that, but you want to talk about some syrup. Really? Nobody cares about that.
It's taking the focus on what the real issue. That's what they want to do. We're going to divert from that once again because we want to stop y'all from looting and protesting. We want to stop y'all from making noise. It's just like a man and a woman asking a man, "Are you going to marry me? When you going to marry me? When you going to marry me? When?" He said, "You know what? Let me buy this damn chick a ring so she could be quiet." That's what it's like. Let me throw her. He brought me a ring. Now you're happy. Now, you still don't know when you're getting married, but he brought you that ring, so now you're happy. So that's what it is. It's just diverting from everything because they want to die. They want to dumb everything down because they see, once again, like I said before, it's a volcano that erupted and they could not stop it. It was coming. It takes years for a volcano to erupt. And it finally erupts, and now it's like, we got to clean this up. We can't, like, how? How do we clean this up? Oh, you know what? Let's throw an ice glacier on it, and that'll stop it. Okay, they just want something fast and quick to stop everything and keep the focus on what the real issue is. Just like you said, we don't want changes like that. We want change in what's going on in terms of being killed for no reason.
Absolutely.
Get your peoples and get them together and retrain. If you have to retrain them or get new people to train, or once again
You can't retrain hate.
Right, but I'm saying, get some of our own people in our neighborhood. Like I said, we need people that are familiar that look like us in our neighborhood. But you know what? Part of that, and I'm going to say part of that, some of this is our own fault because I have a friend that is a guy that he's a police officer, and at one time him and the guy were going to different schools and stuff like our old elementary school and high schools and stuff like that, trying to recruit or get some of these some of the young people to fill out for to be police officers and stuff. But you know what? I told him, I said, you know what? That's going to be an uphill battle because a lot of these young people be like, I don't want to be a cop. I don't want to, they start with it, because they know, they know what's going on. They not, not all these young people are, airheads. A lot of them know what's going on. The first thing they'll say, I don't want to be no cop. Or their parents are saying, you ain't being no cop for what? So you get killed out in the street and this, that. So it's like, I told them, it's an uphill battle. I said, but that's what we need. We need people from our own to that, like I said, that look like us, been in our neighborhoods. And I don't care if they're black, white, Spanish. I don't care what they are. But if they lived in our neighborhoods and live around us and have lived around neighbors, and like I said, as you always say, because you know what? Listen, back in the day, what was it? Oh, this officer knew your mother, your aunt, your grandmother, this one, that.
Yeah, community
mother,
police.
Right. So you know what? That's what we need.
Now it's a different breed. I mean, personally, the reason why, and I believe I said this before and I say it again, the reason why I didn't join, it had nothing to do with the streets. It had nothing to do with the people out on the streets. It had everything to do with what was going on internally. NYPD, most of these police departments, it's a house divided. They get together when something happens to one cop and it's on the front page, then everybody are brothers and sisters in blue. But behind the curtains, there's a division. And I didn't want to be a part of that. Who wants to live in a house divided? I don't know the person that I may be working with today, or if it's not my steady partner, I don't know what his agenda is. His agenda may be, how many times have we read these stories about you somebody has a partner and they got to go out there and say, hey, stop, like, for busting somebody's head. I think there's something going on right now where there was a black woman who called, who reported her partner for using excessive force, and they fired her.
Yeah, that's from 20 years ago. That's 20 years ago, though. She's telling her story now.
Oh, but no, but there's been more recent, you know, things going on, and that's the whole thing. I don't know what people, a lot of people, like you said, Red, a lot of people are not stupid. They don't want to be a part of that. Who wants to walk into a house divided? You already got to watch your back, or hope the person that you're working with is watching your back out here on the streets. But what about when you get back to the precinct? What about when, you know, somebody's paperwork is not aligned, or maybe Lady T saw something the way I didn't see it? So then the captain is like, well, you guys both need to see it together. And what Lady T truth and my truth may not be the same, but somebody's going to want our truth to be on the same page. And sometimes that's
right.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But I do want to mention something real quick other than that. Yeah, I find it interesting. A lot of people who I'm just going to go out there and say it. A lot of people who weren't born in this country that have this real pro-Trump attitude. Yo, for the life of me, I understand someone who doesn't like immigration, who's against, you know, immigrants and other things, you know, who was quick to cut up, you know, DACA. And even right now, correct me if I'm wrong, Lady T, isn't this guy, didn't he just dead all of this, Obama's, oh my gosh, the medical thing that Obamacare. So
Obamacare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically you got a whole bunch of people out of work right now who need medical care. So you basically, and you got COVID-19 going on, and he's basically saying F you. Meanwhile, you know, a lot of people that I know with green cards basically weren't born in this country, but they have this pro-Trump attitude. It behooves me. What do you think he's fighting for? I don't get that.
It doesn't make sense at all. And yet, you know, instead of to be nice with the people, if he wants the election to really win, I think he said that Joe Biden is going to win and I will be losing, I think, with the Fox News, if I'm not mistaken. So basically he knows that he's going to lose, but before he is going to lose, he's going to total destruction of United States, and then hand it over to Joe Biden. Say, now you go fix it.
I believe it.
and
that's scary.
You know, y'all really believe that he's saying that I'm going to lose and Joe Biden's going to win. Let me tell you something right now. That's a nice, nice marketing scheme. And to get all the people that love him to go rush out there, just like they did for Obama, and go vote for him again because they don't want Joe Biden to win. Y'all really think that he would really tell you up front right now, oh, he's going to win? That's the nicest pity party marketing scheme ever. That is so awesome for his campaign. I could see that shooting up before November. They will be out there for him.
Well,
you got to be kidding
me
that people really believe that.
Lady T, still believe that Christopher Columbus discovered America. So I mean,
I know, but I'm just like, it's really bad.
Yeah,
this is my point.
Funny. I mean, you know what? I'm just saying, listen, either way, I'm sorry. Either way, we lose. Because I have no faith in Biden, and I don't have no faith in Trump. I have faith in neither one of them. If I had to vote, I'd probably vote for Bush again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather Bush come back. Like, I don't have faith in neither one of them.
I'm going to dig up Reagan.
Exactly. Put Reagan back in.
I'll dig up Reagan.
You know, that probably isn't great for us, but I don't trust either one of them, to be honest with you, because neither one of them have anyone. Listen,
you know,
Joe Biden may be a people person. He may be on this people person thing, and Trump is on what he's on, but neither one of it is the things that they're on is for the country. I don't feel neither one of them are very country minded. I don't think they're concerned with running the country a certain way. I think, you know, Biden is getting in because people are tired of what's going on. It's sad, but look at this
right.
with Obama. You know, we were coming off of George Bush, the war, the lies, you know, all this and that, and everybody's like, yeah, we need change. Obama said, we're going to change. So they said, you know what, effort, let's get a black man to try. But, you know, for 8 years, we've seen what happened with that. You know, he did certain things that he could do, certain things that he can't do, and, you know, he was shitted on by everyone, even, you know, black people. So, you know, because some black people were just looking like, hey, what you going to do for us? And it's not about you, it's about the country. So we see how that
happens. Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I must go. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. I don't want to be just rude, but, you know, I have just to say that I'm leaving you right now. I appreciate you until tomorrow or the next time I see you guys.
Stay blessed, brother.
Okay, thank you
for calling in, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
I was going to say, we want our change how we want it. We want it to apply for us, and that's not how it goes. Half of the people that keeps talking about change are not even freaking registered voters. So just please, everybody who's not registered to vote, don't talk to me about change. Secondly, I don't know if we're waiting. What are we waiting for, another term of Trump or Biden? This is what we have. How can you make that even work for you right now? Are you going to vote for Trump or are you going to vote for Biden? There's people that's still in between and don't know. There's even Republicans that are moving over to the Biden side that are tired. You know what I mean? So it's like right about now you have that power to vote if you are registered to vote. If not, what are you going to do to the people for the people who are not going to be voting, who are still running your mouths, still talking? We didn't ask for monuments to be taken down and so forth. But what our problem is, we have no damn patience in a process, number one, okay? We don't have patience in a process, and that's our problem. There's people out there who have been activists and fighting for years upon years, and they'll keep on fighting because it means something to them. Whether it happens now or not, they know that they are doing as much as they can for the next generation to carry this on and do what they need to do and so forth. And you see the next generation coming along and wanting to know how to peacefully protest and things like that. Those protests are what got us here. I don't care what movement was out there, hashtags or not movements that was out there. They've been working for 50 plus years behind the scenes. You understand what I'm saying? Whether the media wants to highlight them or not, they've been there and they're still there. So my problem is, and with a lot of, I'm sorry to say it, black people, do not have patience. We think, okay, we rally, we protest for 1 month, give it to us already. That's why they keep on throwing, hey, you know what, let's take off Aunt Jemima. Let's take off the Uncle Ben. Let's take down some monuments. Let's take down some Confederate flags. Because they know y'all don't have the patience to go another 50 years with this. So we're going to give you this little thing. Oh, let's talk to Kaepernick about coming back. He should not come back to the NFL. Hell no. Y'all wasn't hearing him when he was kneeling. Why you want to talk to him now? So I always say to people, you don't know how to be patient. You look at people in relationships. Oh, we had a blow up. Okay, you had one argument, motherfucker. Sorry to say it like that, but this is what I've been wanting to tell people. Like, relax. That's just an argument. People do this thing. Are you going to be there to withstand it? Like you say you love him or you love her?
Nope.
You get my point that I'm making? And stay ready to go.
Listen, bad relationship.
And then, but then the next person, whoa, they might be worse. Or they might be equally the same. So what did you just risk? And that's my point with these things. Stop thinking that, okay, it's going to happen next month. Oh, they're taking down the flag. That's really good. No, they like when y'all do that. The same way they like, God forbid, with all these people that were shot and all these trials that they have up lined up, they're going to just give these family money after that and give them the low sentences like they do, and y'all never do nothing else after that but accept the money and keep the memory on a T-shirt. And that's what we look like, always freaking looking like, a memory on a T-shirt, and I'm tired of it.
On some candles.
Yep.
Or a picture. What's up, Hot Rod?
Hashtag Lady T for president. Hashtag
nah,
Lady T for president.
No, not in this country. Talk to me about Trinidad or something.
Trinidad. Come on. We need
people like Trinidad.
I've already got family in parliament over there. I'm good.
Oh, right. I'm like, bottom line, either you go with shit number A or shit B. Pick your shit. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
Vital
mm-hmm.
trip.
You know,
Do you want the fiery diarrhea? Which one do you prefer?
Do you want the fiery one or you? Yeah, I
or
mean,
you want the one
that
just ran through
option.
Your pants before you could catch it like pee? Which one do you want? Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like so nasty.
No, but I mean, but what other way could you really put it? That's the best way because either way, is we're screwed. Listen, we got too many things going on right now.
What do you mean
why
we're screwed? America's screwed or black people are screwed? Black people are screwed
or America's
screwed?
The whole damn planet is screwed. Was you watching the news? They talk about a new swine flu coming out and it's supposed to be worse than it was before. We still dealing with this coronavirus.
You know, I'm so tired of hearing. Listen, they're full of shit. I'm so tired of hearing about all this stuff and thinking it ain't funny. I'm sick of it.
Remember, tomorrow's July, so... We don't know what's coming up next month. What's next?
Yeah, it might be something new. It might be something, you know, different. It might be the the chicken wing flu. Might be chicken sandwich flu. You know what I'm saying?
Chicken sandwich.
It might be something. It's going to be something. Like you know what? Like I said, there are a few people that are sitting somewhere and they're laughing. They're sitting in their elite mm-hmm. positions and they're just laughing and looking back and they're watching basically the world burn and they're laughing about it. Like, we can't get
the
on
world
the same
burn
page
America
about anything. Listen, the whole
world
is burning. But each fight is burning different parts. Because if you really look at it, America, it is what it is. This ain't nothing different. What we're going through right now is just history repeating itself. And the thing is, it's mm-hmm. repeating itself because we're not learning. It's a cycle, exactly. Because we're not learning anything different. We're not doing anything different. Like I said, the whole thing with racism. Racism was what started this country. It's rooted in racism. So unless you're going to make extreme changes and pull it up from the root, nothing is going to be anything different. Come on now. How could I come in your house and tell you what to do? You've been living in your house and doing what you've been doing for years. And I'm just going to come over there and tell you what to do. This is how you have white people looking at black folk.
They don't want to hear it. No, but you're giving me your expert advice on something. That's how it goes, your expert advice on how to run my
house. But listen, how could I give you expert advice on how to run your house? Everybody's household is different. And like I said, you just got a lot of people out here right now in their feelings. And the sad part is it's dangerous. There's a point where it gets real dangerous because then you have the white folk who – you know, oh, we got to go get our guns because they're about to start shooting and the other one's coming down from the mountains. And, yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for the race war and all this and that. And mind you, black people just looking for some equality. But then again, you know, it takes a little bit to get us set off because we get emotional. So then we get in our feelings. And the next thing you know, chaos.
And nothing is getting done.
But Brother B, about your post on Facebook the other day about the couple in St. Louis with a gun. Is that a perfect example? What do you think that was all about?
that's a prime example. You know how many posts I've seen from even from a lot of people out in Long Island? They're concerned about their property and these protesters. Listen, people, if the people are peacefully marching, let them peacefully march. But the problem is they don't want to see it. They don't want to be a part of it. Simple and plain. Nigga, I don't want you walking on my street. I don't care about your Black Lives Matter. It has nothing to do with how I'm living. And the problem is we keep putting it in their face. They don't want to face their racism. So you know what? My whole attitude is leave it alone. Because guess what? 9 times out of 10, those people that you want to march through their neighborhoods, they don't affect the paperwork. We need to go change the paperwork. And I've been saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it. Those people you talking to or protesting with, they don't change the paperwork. To hell with them. To hell with their pizza shops, their little stores, and all this and that with their racist little comments. F them. Don't support them, but go to the people that change the paperwork. Because those
some of those
people
that are marching are the people that changed the paperwork in this kids march over the weekend. The councilwoman for the Bronx was actually there, and you wouldn't even know you were standing right next to her if you didn't know who she was. So those are the people
in the
community.
No, I'm talking about these communities. Some of these communities, a lot of people want to march through certain neighborhoods, and kind of like put it in their face.
Yeah, they marching through to get to the mayor's office in the community or whatever office is in that community. That's where they're really marching to.
Well, listen,
did anybody know that?
Go
they
to
really
the head
don't.
Of the source. Yeah, my thing is
you got
to
work through it. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, but hold on. Before we get ready to go, we got 3 minutes left. What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's
man,
up?
Fine, all,
what's
I gotta up? Say, all I got to say is that the racism is alive and well. It's been alive and well in this country, but now we're seeing it blatantly, you know, with people pulling out their guns and stuff in front of people's homes and, like, wow, people are protesting peacefully and then you pull out your gun? Come on now.
Yeah,
now the sheets are off. There's no more sheets anymore. The sheets are off.
I think it's been off.
They don't care about the sheets.
Off.
The sheets have been off, and they've been doing the same thing. It's fear. The people pulled out their gun. Second Amendment right. I could own this gun. I could do that on my property. That's what they showed me.
And you know what?
They did not fire.
Well, he had no reason
to
fire.
Yeah, they didn't fire it.
But he didn't do anything. But the thing is, he didn't do anything illegal. So
he's it as a threat.
No, he didn't do anything illegal. I mean, now I would say
that
there was no reason. There was no reason for him to point the gun at people. There was no reason for him to do that.
I won't be surprised if
he
doesn't know how to use that gun.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but if that was somebody black, he'd have been dead already.
I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't even loaded. Listen, that thing may not have been loaded, but they doing that Second Amendment right. St. Louis has their own laws on their they were right. They look like they were right. Was it right? Hold on, they were right, but was it right? That's two different things we're saying. You get my point?
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. They were scared.
Of course.
And you see what happened?
Of course.
When black people start to rattle the cage and they start to make noise, they get scared.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get scared, they start doing dumb shit. And this is the thing that we have to be prepared for. And we are not prepared for that. We're not prepared for that.
Two black people on that footage with that. Two black people protesting. A lot more white people were pulling each other away like, come on, let's go. So I don't know. You know, they don't have the full footage. It's really, you know what I mean? So we can't keep saying only blacks is doing this.
No, we know that, but the whole thing is the media and people who want to remain ignorant, they don't want to see anything else but only black people. They don't see the other people. They just see black people. Because on the shirt and the mask, it says Black Lives Matter.
This is part of America. This is America. They never see anything. That's why I say this. And with this 4th of July coming, I mean, they talk about liberty and justice for all. Hold up. Liberty and justice for all.
You guys know what's the rumor that they've been, you know, spreading on, like, let's say the NBC.com stuff and things like that, that they are hearing, because it's not official yet, that the police are going to be, I guess,
on
doing
strike?
A peaceful. Yeah, on strike. There you go. Peaceful strike. On 4th of July. I'm sure we've all heard about it already. So what is liberty and justice for all? Let's stop with all these
terms that
already
got
washed away.
All right, well, we've shut down.
When that document was written, black people were still slaves, and that's the sad part about it.
True, and on that note, Hot Rod, K-Dog, Lady T, Big Red, thank you. Another one of you can. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
thank
you.
In earlier. And everybody stay blessed, and yo, be safe out there, man.
Be safe out there.
You too, guys.
All right, later.
Later, guys. All right, good night.